time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, let's talk about, like, I'd be so deflated by the time you get done. I'd be like, all right, today, I mean.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, so let's talk about Robert Kraft. So prosecutors plan to release the surveillance video in his prostitution solicitation case. They planned on doing it, but, and they said in the tape, like, they had Robert Kraft caught in a sexual act. A judge issued a temporary protective order over the release of the footages, so it can't be released before April 29th. So there's also a pending protective order on two spot employees, and if that's granted, then the video won't be released at all. The state attorney for the county in Florida, he says that the video will be blurred and pixelated if it's released. I don't know why they need to release it to us. Like, it should just be in the hands of the court. I don't understand that.
I don't see the problem. It's part of the massage.
Okay, yo. So we see how you get down. You be at the spa with the blacked out windows, huh? Anyway, so his lawyer,
Robert,
the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Okay, so anyway, Robert Kraft's lawyer says that there's no need for the video to be released to the public to understand what Kraft allegedly did, unless like you're interested in sex. He said it in a very educated way, but I don't know how to pronounce that word. So unless you're really interested in sex, he said the video is basically pornography. Now I don't understand this because Robert Kraft pled not guilty. So, by him saying, like, why would people be interested in seeing it if it's sexual, like, to me, that sounds like you're just trying to keep that from us, but he really is guilty. You get what I'm saying? Like, it sounds like he's actually guilty. So, anyway, somebody is shopping that video around the media outlets, so we might see it whether we want to or not. And if it come out, I'm going to watch it.
Of course you are.
I gotta watch it for the sake of the people. I gotta do it for the culture. So anyway, Wendy Williams, soon to be ex-husband, he was fired from her life and the show, like officially fired. So I hear the staff is so happy that he's not around anymore. So now, because of his involvement, that they've been together since 97, because of his involvement in her life and careers for so long, he's currently negotiating a multi-million dollar settlement.
I heard it's now, like 10 mil.
There's no solid number. So here's my issue. Like, all right, y'all know how I feel. Like, what y'all normally feel, I actually understand, like, this man has been in her life for a long time. I do understand it, but the same thing as bum do, you played yourself. You have no right. So anyway, the New Jersey has rules for, like, at-fault divorce or whatever, so this could actually help Wendy out. If she's accused of ending the marriage, for cheating, and she can prove that he spent marital funds while cheating, it could affect the settlement in Wendy's favor. That's what I like to hear. That should be in everybody prenup. All these rich people, if you cheat, you deplete. Does deplete the right word? It just rhymes. Either way, y'all need to get your affairs in order so that if somebody cheat on you on the marriage, I don't care what they did, you can get your little million, whatever, but you can't, so you're not getting no alimony. Prenup is null and void. You're trash. Okay, so anyway, G Herbo, so he's locked up on a battery charge in Atlanta, so I have no details on available, but this is the issue. I just know it better not be Fab's stepdaughter that he was batterizing, because that's the only reason why I reported it, because just in case we find out it was something domestic, this is who he was beating up, allegedly. So anyway, I'll let y'all know what happened. Lastly, Kodak Black. So he had to cancel his Boston show at the last minute. The people were so mad. His team showed up hours after he was supposed to be there. So he was arrested on weapons and drug charges at the U.S.-Canada border. So Kodak entered the U.S. in an Escalade. How good are they on gas? With temporary California registration. That's number one. So the cops found weed on him and found a Glock in the car. Kodak was the driver, which I would never ever get in a car when he's behind the wheel. I'm like driving with no shirt on in the middle of winter. Like, what are you doing? So anyway, so there was also a Porsche traveling with them, and they found two handguns in that car and found a third one in the trunk and more weed. So, and one of the guns they said in the Porsche was like an AK style gun. Like, it was a handgun, but it had a 30 round magazine. So yes, Bill, he's being held on $20,000 cash bond or $40,000 bond. There's so many things wrong with this story. Like, first of all, they did a show in Detroit and we're going from Detroit to Boston. And I guess you can go through Canada, but I wouldn't think to like go through Canada. Especially not with all these things in your car. What happened?
Yeah, no. I'm just thinking.
Like Detroit to Boston. Yeah. Canada's quicker?
I think as a cut across.
Okay.
I think it is.
But
I think
you
it might
know
be
you had guns and like, what did y'all not think? You didn't think it was going to be stopped at a border? I don't understand that.
I'm saying is.
Just doesn't make sense.
But let's see what you see.
What, Rex?
Doesn't he have a show tonight in Connecticut?
That's been canceled, I heard. At least, in the very least, it's been postponed.
What?
In the very least.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I talked to the promo director. I think I know. Okay. So, right. Y'all want to hear some trivia real quick?
Uh-oh.
Y'all know that Lil Yachty wrote City Girls Act Up?
What?
He said he wrote everything except for JT's last verse. Like,
you mean the verse that's like
everything
where
that he wrote all of that.
Some of that was wavering.
Some of it was off the beat. I don't know if that's his fault, if that was her fault, but the song's still hard. The song is still hard, and he wrote it. I don't know. I'm kind of impressed by that because we all like the girls especially. We be yelling at the top of our lungs. So I don't know. I kind of like that.
If he wants to impress me, he got to write a hot song for himself.
Well, some people aren't gifted like that. Some people only do one. Some people can't write their own good songs. Some people can't write their own good songs. But that's it for the team.
All right. With that being said, got Courtney Holcomb tickets coming up in the next hour, man. Keep it right here. It's hot.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Wex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.